Most ZANU-PF supporters strongly believe in President Mugabe's claims that targeted sanctions are to blame for Zimbabwe's past and current socio-economic and political problems. They are adamant that the sanctions imposed by America, Australia and the European Union have ruined an economy whose dollar was once at par with the British pound and other major currencies. These nations imposed the sanctions after accusing President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party of gross human rights violations and alleged election fraud. With his back on the wall, the president, who has been in power since independence from British rule in 1980, has come up fighting, telling the West to leave his country alone. Such utterances have attracted friends and foes alike, with some Zimbabweans and other nationalities backing him for fighting against what they perceive as Western neocolonialism. But there are others, like Takunda Serima, a politics student at a local university, who says the current crisis in Zimbabwe was caused by leaders without a vision.
Mugabe has actually failed to run this country successfully, because if you look at the country from 1980, the Zim dollar by then, the country's currency, used to be at par with the US dollar. But right now, since Mugabe came into power, everything just started to go down. And right now, if you look at them, they are failing to pay even civil servants. And you know, Mugabe has been blaming sanctions for all these failures. But right now, if you look at it, you can see that that was a political gimmick meant to mislead the people. But the actual fact on the ground is that Mugabe has actually failed to lead this country prosperously.
Harare resident Amos Ndodana concurs, adding that the economic crisis gripping Zimbabwe is due to bad governance.
If you look at the amount of money and resources that came from the West and the European countries, millions of dollars that were poured in terms of humanitarian aid, they really helped. And in a country that is under sanctions, not such an amount would come from these countries. For me, the economy has gone down because of corruption.
Former Economic Development Minister Dr. Tapoa Mashakada says ZANU-PF is insincere in blaming sanctions for problems bedeviling Zimbabwe.
To blame sanctions for our socio-economic problems is a bit of scapegoating. A bit of scapegoating in the sense that I don't believe sanctions really have pushed us to where we are. I think where we are is a self-inflicted journey or outcome. Because if you look at the economic history of the country, the greatest cause of our crisis is the fact that we have not been able to get loans from the multilateral institutions like the IMF, World Bank, and African Development Bank. That is the problem, because we are in the debt area.
Mashakada further argues that if the late former Rhodesian leader Ian Smith was able to bust trade sanctions, Harare with good leadership would have developed likewise, while under restrictive measures imposed by developed nations.
Sanctions are only an inconvenience, you know? They're just a nuisance, an inconvenience, but not the prime cause of our problem, because there's a way that is called sanctions busting. You know, if we had real sanctions which had trade and which are imposed by the UN, it would be very difficult for Zimbabwe. But in our case, we don't have trade sanctions. We can still trade with the EU. We can still trade with America. We can still trade with another country. So we don't have that trade embargo. The major crisis is our mismanagement of the economy and the corruption associated with our leadership.
Director of the Federation of Non-Governmental Organizations, who is also aligned to the ruling ZANU-PF party, believes that sanctions are to blame for the crumbling Zimbabwean economy.
Sanctions play a part in the problems that we're having. There are other structural problems, but sanctions is also a big one, because most developing countries work on balance of payment support for economic development and enhancement. And so Zimbabwe, that has been taken away from them. 70% of the problems are caused by sanctions. And some of the sanctions are not very apparent. You might not think they are sanctions.
Ambrose Liwayo, a ZANU-PF supporter, is that Zimbabwe could be flourishing if the country didn't have what he called direct sanctions imposed by the West.
Sanctions have actually contributed to the deteriorating and political problems. This is because we are not living in a vacuum. We live in a globalized village where we rely on other countries for our survival.
Zimbabwe is currently being suffocated by a crippling external debt of about $9 billion, acute power shortages, a diminishing revenue base, and dry spell fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon, which is generating an unprecedented heat wave in a nation that needs help from the Western God. Vice President Phelekezile Mbokho has urged Zimbabweans to pray for rains, with indications that the nation is facing a severe drought owing to the cloudless skies. Will President Mugabe's government start blaming such natural disasters instead of sanctions and his own government for what is crippling the nation? Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.